The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Midway through the new Colombian film Monos, there is a haunting moment that illuminates, literally, the evil of using children as soldiers. A squad of teenaged guerrillas is guarding an American hostage in a remote mountain camp that feels like the edge of the earth. One night, Colombia's civil war arrives in a hail of bullets and exploding mortars. One of the kids, nicknamed Rambo, puts on night vision goggles. What we now see isn't children, but the skeletal X-ray ghosts of children. It's an appropriately nightmarish image that finally vanishes when one of them, a girl named Sueca, escapes to a bunker. Amid the violent chaos, she blurts out what she wants to be when she grows up.
Quiero bailar en televisión.
She wants to dance on TV. Monos opened in Miami last week. Its title is Spanish for monkeys, but it also means cuteness, innocence. It's about teenagers whose dancing days were robbed. It's also an indictment of the monstrous recruitment of thousands of children by left-wing guerrillas and right-wing paramilitaries during Colombia's civil war. That conflict ended 3 years ago, or so we hope. Monos is premiering at an important moment, and its director, Alejandro Landes, knows that.
I couldn't have timed the release of this film with that bit of news.
That bit of news was the recent decision by several guerrilla leaders to go back to war. They say the Colombian government isn't upholding its end of the peace agreement. The government says the rebels just want to resume their lucrative criminal activities like drug trafficking. Whatever the reason, Landes told me he can only hope his film helps convince the rebels and the government to prevent a new conflict, if only to prevent more kids from becoming killers.
The fact that it's teenagers. It just debases all of us. Hopefully it jars you into asking us as a species very important questions, because it's very sad to see those lives at that age being hurt.
One of the actors in Monos knows that firsthand. Wilson Salazar became a soldier in Colombia's Marxist guerrilla army, the FARC, when he was just 11. Landes cast Salazar in the role of the guerrilla overseer, Mensajero. He's heard here shouting commands to the teenage squad.
Para la organización, como la seguridad de nuestro prisionero de guerra.
Wilson said to me, he's like, I became so good at destruction. I became so good at war. And to now use everything I learned to create, to make art, is really incredible.
Landes himself is no stranger to the conflict. His family is from Northwest Colombia, one of the war's hotbeds, and he had close relatives kidnapped and killed there by both sides.
No one was immune to that violence. My grandfather's favorite place in the world was a farm in Córdoba. That place got so dangerous they had to leave, and that ended up in the hands of the paramilitary. And that was where they supposedly committed some of the biggest human rights abuses.
Stories like that also remind us few Colombians were immune from blame for the half century of war. That's a big reason Monos doesn't explicitly tell us which side its teen soldiers are fighting for. Monos is as much Lord of the Flies as it is a war story, especially when the teens go rogue in the jungle. Landes wants us to see them as any teens, from anywhere, in any modern conflict.
I think it's important to not think of the film as something that happens in some third world faraway land, to think that maybe it's not so far away.
Monos is a critical and box office hit in Colombia. It's won awards at international festivals like Sundance, and it stands to garner a big audience in South Florida, which is home to the U.S.'s largest Colombian community. Many, if not most, expats here were affected by the war, especially those who flocked to Florida International University last weekend to hear a speech by Colombian President Iván Duque. He pointed out Colombia may again have to engage armed FARC guerrillas. They're just a gang of drug traffickers now, and they have to be confronted, Duque said at FIU. If war does start again in Colombia, the big hope is that at least this time it won't involve children. Monos is now showing at the Tower Theater in Little Havana. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.